Well, Dr. Jen, it's nice to see you today. I know that most people are listening. Oh, listen, that's the printer that you're hearing going off. I don't know if you can hear it.
I
My
can.
boy Gavin just walked, or Dylan, my older
Are
one
you
just walked in.
kidding me?
Oh,
My name?
he's not happy about
Yeah.
that.
By the way, Dr. Jen, you can't see him, but he's in his underwear.
Yes, I
Oh, that's good. I can't see because this would
am. All right,
really
thank
be
you.
bad for our show.
Come say hi.
Okay, all right.
She's out of view. She can't see you.
Hi. How you doing?
Hello, I'm good.
All right, bud.
Okay.
You done printing?
Yeah, I'm good.
Excellent. Only the highest quality broadcast for Clint August and Dr.
I
Jen.
know. I'm glad I did not see your underage son in his underwear because we don't need that.
Yeah, well, now I'm not bragging or anything, but you, never mind.
Oh my God. You did not just go there.
I make the joke when he was born. True story. The doctor goes, yeah, he's advanced. And I'm like, is he?
No. Wait, so okay, I know this is inappropriate, but I'm super curious. Does that carry over
Not for me.
into adulthood? Okay,
Oh, I
I'm just,
thought you meant for me.
no, I'm just wondering, like, can you actually,
Don't have
because
a clue.
I have no idea. And because
I haven't
sometimes
seen
you
it
have
since he was a
like
baby.
somebody that's like the cutest baby, and then as an adult, you're like, oh, or sometimes people go through phases where they're really unattractive and then they become very attractive or vice versa.
Yeah.
Like you really just can't predict these things. So anyway, I was wondering if you could with that.
I don't know because I know it's we're joking about it and slightly inappropriate, but we're not going overboard, I don't think at all. My point is, I've always joked about it because of what the doctor said.
That's funny.
And but I have not seen his unit since he was a baby, or since we stopped giving him baths.
Right. No, that's
So
good. That's fair. So wait, can I ask publicly what I asked you personally when we first got on this call before we started recording?
Yep, sure.
My question to you was, how's your spunk?
And I haven't heard that term in
I
years.
know, and I'm not quite sure why I used that. So please provide our listeners with the context of why I'm asking you that.
Yes, and do keep in mind that when we are finished with that conversation, I want to ask you about what you think about older men dating younger women, and I mean quite an age gap. So let's talk about that. All right, so I think I already know the answer. However, there's a story and something I want to share with you as to why I am asking of somebody famous, actually. So I was by myself in the shower last week. And achieved my climax, and it came out like thicker than normal, which I wouldn't be concerned about, except it was kind of like dark brown and gray.
Oh,
And
that
it's
is
never been like that, and it freaked me out.
so freaky.
Yeah, it
Yes.
freaked me out. I'm still a little freaked out about it. So what happened was I called the doctor the following day saying, hey, look, I don't know. And I told him the story. I said, you need to know everything so that you don't think I was having like rough sex or anything like that. It was just, this is what was going down. And he said, I'm not too concerned about it. But see, I had gone online
Yeah.
and looked up stuff, and all I'm seeing is testicular
Oh,
cancer,
yeah.
prostatitis, or prostate cancer.
No,
And I'm like, oh my God.
we talked on the phone about this a few days ago and you told me, and then I looked it up because I was like, I am not familiar with this. It was alarming to read.
Yeah. And I still don't know because he said, wait a couple days, do it again if there's not any less, and maybe another time. So I'm kind of waiting for this weekend, maybe.
Wait, so you haven't jerked off again
I
since a few
have.
days ago? Oh,
It
you
was, yeah,
have.
but it was the next day rather than waiting a couple of days, like he said, because he said what he thinks it is a ruptured vein or something, just something.
Wait,
So
so why'd you jerk off the next day instead of waiting a few days? You just couldn't wait?
I couldn't wait. And
You were
what's funny is it's not that I couldn't wait to jerk off, it's that I just had to know. Like I was hoping
Wait,
and
so what was
praying.
wait, what was that jerk off like? Was it kind of freaky? 'Cause you're like,
Yes.
I'm turned on, but I'm afraid of what I'm gonna see. Like, what was your mental
Yes.
emotional
That
state?
was it, except I wasn't even honestly that turned on. It was all I could
Right.
do to even get it done because
It was
all it
like a
is worry.
clinical. Yeah, it's like clinical for in a fertility clinic. You just got to get yourself off.
Yes. And that's the thing. And so it came out just the same. So what was that? Was that yesterday or the day before? So I'm going to wait till like Sunday and then just figure that's enough time to see. Now I'm doing push-ups now. It is hitting my, it is affecting my lower abdominals. It definitely almost like planking. So I'm
Interesting.
exercising now. I'm doing, so it could be the exercise. I don't know because I'm doing a 5 day a week, 60 seconds, as many push-ups as you can do challenge that I've been doing for now. Today will be a month because when we're
Wow.
done with the podcast, I'll do my 20th day out of the month of doing that. And it really is affecting my lower abs because I'm having to hold myself up. So I don't know if that's it.
Are you like, I was so out of shape that when I started exercising again, my spunk was brown.
Right.
That's insane. I can't believe I've never heard of that.
Well, me neither. And that's what scared the crap out of me. Now, when I was younger, in my early 20s, late teens, early 20s, I remember that there was blood in my... But you could see that it was blood. It was kind of reddish. And I'm like, oh my God. And I called the doctor. He goes, no, you just ruptured a vein or something. And
that's interesting. And he was sure it wasn't like an STD or an STI.
Yeah, that one at that time was, yeah. And then this one, what he said was, you know, give it a couple days, which I didn't. I did it the next day. I think I even did it that day. No, was it? Mm-hmm. No, I waited until the next day. Because I want to know, you know what I mean? And get this.
Well, do it again today then. Find out.
I just think today might be too soon for any kind of.
We need you to go shower for 10 minutes and come back to this podcast.
I will have a full report on the next podcast, but.
See, at least I wasn't inappropriate. And like, just do it now and right. Just let us know. Because I don't need to be a part of that.
But you know what's weird, Dr. J? Oh, look at you. Add it to your wish list. No, but here's what's weird and something that I thought was maybe in my head that day. But then after I talked to the doctor and I did it, I think it was it yesterday or the day before? It was probably the day before yesterday, 2 days now. This is kind of freaking me out too. It's those two orgasms were more intense and better than I've had in years.
Really?
Yes. Like a full-on, whoa, that felt good. And I don't know if it's maybe, is there blood? Is it making it like push through more? I don't know any reason it would be. That's my hope though, that maybe, because I'm taking saw palmetto, I'm taking these vitamins, I'm working out, increasing the blood flow. So maybe, just maybe, but then again, even if it is from exercising, does that mean I'm pushing something through that I would otherwise not have known about? So I'm just hoping and praying it's not cancer of any kind.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, it's scary. It freaks me out.
That's interesting if it could be supplement related also.
He did say he's heard of, and I'm taking ginkgo biloba for memory. He asked me why I'm taking that. And I said, because there's, you know, just some days I'm like, what the hell? What
did
am I forgetting?
Say, I don't know. I don't remember why.
Right. But he even said, you know, I have heard that ginkgo biloba stuff. I've heard, he said, I have not verified. I've heard people say that it changed the color of their sperm.
Interesting. I'd have to say of all the things you've said so far, the supplements is the first thing that actually got my attention of something that maybe makes sense.
I don't know. I mean, in the healthy realm,
you know? So,
but the intensified orgasm kind of trips me out. Like
really interesting, which could speak to the supplements also.
I know it's a double-edged sword because I honestly, for a couple of years, was like, okay, orgasm feels good, but not like it used to. This felt like it used to.
No kidding.
Yes. And I was like, whoa. And that part is awesome, but it's scary.
Okay. And I don't, and nothing, you weren't fantasizing about something different?
No.
Nothing? No. Okay. No. You got your same old, you got your classic masturbatory fodder that gets you.
Oh,
off.
I've got the Rolodex in my head. Yeah. It's just a matter of.
Interesting.
Yeah. Bruno's done it for me for years. Oh, did I say that out loud? Sorry. What?
I don't even know what that means.
Brucella. I was saying it was a dude named Bruno.
Oh.
Anyway, whatever. That was a funny joke and
I didn't even get it. Because it was so not clever. I assume
that
must
is
not
clever.
Get it.
Okay, you're right. It's not. All right, fine. Anyway.
Well, okay. So the next step is for you to masturbate again. If it's still bad again, then you're going to contact your doctor and then you're going to go in for an appointment. Have it checked out.
And I know everyone's waiting on masturbated breath for me to do this.
That was good.
There's my quippy sense of humor.
Masturbated breath. I liked that.
Yeah.
Ooh, but masturbated breath, when you actually think of it on its own, it's like, oh, I don't want to smell somebody's masturbated breath. I don't even know what that means, but it just seems like, I don't know, like old and musky and just,
Spermy meets fishy breath.
Yeah.
Masturbated breath. Oh, now I'm all grossed out. Yuck.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, if we want to have a conversation about this, Dr. Jen, I am a master debater. Anyway, that's why I get paid the big bucks to do this podcast.
All right. Well, you got to have a, I know exactly. all right. Well, so hopefully we'll have an update for us next week. I know we're shooting this. We record podcasts on like Tuesdays, but we're recording this on Friday, May 7th, actually, because of your doctor call.
Yeah, when he told me I could have a video conference appointment, I had called you right away and, you know, hey, listen, let's move this. I got to find this out. And I mean, I do feel better that he's not alarmed. And what he said was if he said, I'm not too worried about it. Let's just see what happens in the next, you know, few days, whatever. And then he said, and if so, he goes, you know, then I'll send you to a specialist and he'll do an ultrasound. He goes, but honestly, Clint, he goes, I'm really not that worried about it. I said, okay, that's makes me feel at least momentarily better.
Yeah.
Listen, this is me as a Christian saying, if anyone listening is a Christian, I would appreciate some prayers. That's all I'm saying. And kind thoughts.
And I'll send you good
positive
vibes.
Thoughts. Yep.
Good vibes. Yep.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
So there's a reason I wanted to ask you about what you thought about older men dating.
Just annoying me.
Younger women. Well, here's the deal. And it reminds me of a couple of different stories. A few, actually. I mean, you know, Hugh Hefner with all the girls, that has to do with the mansion and all the stuff when he was alive and all the, you know, the power and what he could do for them and all that. And I think a lot of that was for show, to be honest with you, but either way.
Versus what?
Well, cause you know, Hugh Hefner with all those young girls, and six of them.
Like just to feel cool or to get attention? Like,
I think it was everything. I think he truly cared about him. I also think he actually had feelings for him. I think they might've for him, but I think it's also the image. I think that's what it was.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So for both parties involved. And there were feelings involved, I'm sure, but you know, different types and different girls and different, you know, the way he felt about different girls. So there's that. Then there was the actor who played in The Green Mile as Percy. Do you remember that guy? Did you ever see The Green Mile?
I did not.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Okay.
Tom Hanks.
I should have seen it. Yeah.
You should watch it because it's good.
Yeah.
But even now it's good. But my point is there's an actor in there who is the biggest a-hole in the entire movie of the guards, okay, on The Green Mile.
Okay.
And I forget his name as an actor, but he at the, I think 10 years ago or whatever, was like 50 years old and married a 17-year-old girl. Ugh. And yeah, the parents were okay with it, everything. But you could also see that she was, you know, bleach blonde and wore the super scanty clothes and all that. And she obviously wanted the attention. It doesn't make it right or wrong for either party. I'm just saying, I think that tends to be in that arena, the pairs that, you know, kind of couple up. So in this particular story, there's a 19-year-old woman who posted a video on TikTok of Matthew Perry from Friends flirting with her on FaceTime after they connected on the dating app Raya. And it supposedly happened back in May when she was 19 and Matthew was 51. So her name's Kate. And in the clip she posted, Matthew makes a comment about how much she plays with her hair and she chuckles. So she wrote this caption saying, quote, when you match with Matthew Perry as a joke on a dating app and he FaceTimes you and plays 20 questions with you. As for why she posted the video, she says, quote, I feel like a lot of guys in Hollywood are talking to all these young girls, and it's something I think a lot of people should be aware of. She says Matthew didn't ask her anything sexual, but she did feel uncomfortable at times, especially because she told him she was only 19, and quote, I don't think he minded that. He even asked her if he was as old as her dad. The clip is all over the internet now, but anyway, Kate did take to her TikTok because she felt bad and Matthew was a nice guy. At the same time, though, she adds, quote, honestly, it's not really okay for these older guys to be talking to such young girls, and I'm going to say this. I think she's full of shit because she's old enough to know better and she did this for attention.
No, I agree.
And it pisses me off that she's like, honestly, it's not really okay. That pisses me off. So, what is your thought about this?
She lied to him and expressed interest and then had interactions and then sounds like recorded some of it or something and posted it publicly. That's absolutely shitty behavior. Yes. Yep. Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Well, and then Kate says she was inspired to post the video by another Raya online user who had a creepy encounter with Ben Affleck.
What's Raya?
Raya's this.
How do you spell it?
R-A-Y-A. It's a dating app. Oh, you're going on it, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I was like, how do I not know of this Raya you speak of, Clint?
So this woman,
we're heading into summertime and like, look at me, I'm getting tan.
Whoa,
I'm
look at the guns on you.
I know, I'm flexing for you.
Oh
and
my
I'm like,
God.
Tan, and I'm like,
Yeah.
Hey, Mama's hungry. Mama's hungry.
Mama's
Clint.
Hungry. I'm working out. I'm doing it.
Hey, not so bad. Muscle. That's legit. Nice.
Yeah, I'm getting it
wow.
back. I'm getting it back.
Yeah. It's like our show.
It's the gun show, Dr. Jen. It's the gun show.
Sunday.
But anyway, this woman, you look great, by the way. Yeah, no, you can totally tell you're in great shape. But this woman named Naveen, she unmatched Ben because she thought it was a fake account. And then Ben DM'd a video to her on Instagram saying, quote, "Why did you unmatch me? It's me." And Kate and this other girl who each had this encounter, one with Matthew Perry, the other with Ben Affleck, are now friends on Instagram, right? And so I don't know. And then, of course, there's also information that says Matthew Perry is engaged to a woman he's been seeing since 2018, although there's talk that they had a brief split around May of last year, which is when this Rhea encounter happened.
Okay.
So for me, everything he's done is on the above board, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, I will say the bigger picture of, like, if you're 50 and you're looking to date a 19-year-old, if you're 19 and you're looking to date a 50-year-old, I think there's some emotional issues to look at there in terms of the person's own emotional health. Also, like, how much do you have in common? You have completely different life experiences. Right. You have different maturity levels. Like, there's like so much, right? The main exchange is that the older guy is getting somebody who's young and conventionally beautiful so that they feel hip and, you know, and like cool. And that they can get that. And then the young woman feels like she gets attention and that she's got, you know, can be attached to status and wealth. So, right, that's clearly what they're exchanging. Just in general, though, healthy relationships exchange a whole lot of strengths and weaknesses and lots of things that you have in common and, you know, and building emotional maturity together. So that to me is the issue with massive things like that. Also, I mean, it's so much more likely, like how often would you see a 50-year-old woman doing that with a 19-year-old dude? So
right.
We know it goes.
Does happen.
Not that it doesn't happen, but statistically it's so unlike, it's so much more like, you know, like, and so one reason why I like react to this, because like once I hit probably my 40s, in dating and online dating apps, it was really noticeable that guys that were age appropriate for me, like my age, they were looking for younger women. And that's frustrating because I would like to date somebody around my age. But because men are so often looking for younger women, like it impacts, you know, then my dating abilities. So that's why I get pissy about it. But in general, in this context, I think, you know, what the hell has Ben Affleck, you know, doing looking at a 19-year-old? Like, okay. I mean, it's just because there's a big power differential there. I don't respect it.
Couple things. Yeah. One, you're only single because you are so damn picky. Okay, that's it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not so damn picky. I have high standards and I have a really happy life. And so somebody really needs to compliment that.
Well, that was meant to
better.
Be a compliment. I was trying to make that a compliment.
Yeah. It sounded a little judgy, Clint. A little judgy.
It was that too, but it was meant to be a compliment, like as if, you know, to say that you have plenty of pickings. But I get it. I totally get it. But I just want to say one more thing about this. What I don't like about this girl, I would call her a woman, but it sounds to me like she's acting like a girl. I it really bothers me when someone posts to get attention and then wants to act like, as it picks up steam, they were doing it like it's virtue signaling. Like, oh no, I just want other people to be aware. Why? You made the decision to have the encounter.
I agree. Yeah, so, no, I agree anyway. With you. No, I agree. Yeah. I think it's shitty. And it speaks to the emotional immaturity.
You're right.
You know, but then which you're also right. speaks to why the hell are 50-year-old men wanting to get, there's very few 19-year-olds of any gender that are emotionally mature. You know, yeah. Our prefrontal cortex isn't even fully developed till like age 26 to fully understand concepts. I'm sure I've said it on this show before.
You have.
Yeah, to be able to understand consequences and such. So anyway, yeah.
And there's one more thing before we wrap up here, because so this should tell you how much I focus, because if you're listening right now, Dr. Jen and I are still on the video conference call through Zoom, okay? But we just use the audio for you to listen to. That's why when we talk about, you know, oh, look at you or look at me, that's, you know, we can actually see each other. So I extract the audio and put this on the platform on iHeartRadio and several other platforms. But the reason I'm bringing this up is, Dr. Jen, this should tell you how much I pay attention to you, because we've been going for, I'm not sure, half hour or 25 minutes right now. Yeah. And I'm only now noticing, to your right behind you, it's either a pink pelican beak folded sideways or a vagina. It's a freaking vagina.
It's my vulva puppet. It's Mulva. Hello, Cliff.
Oh my God. Did you put that there on purpose?
No, she sits there all the time. She's been there for a few months. This is my main, this is where I see clients. This is where I do my public speaking from, with this like colorful brick background,
yeah,
backdrop. And a few months ago, I was doing a talk for a handful of teenagers. And so I wanted to have Mulva here. My
fact
vulva,
that you're talking and moving vulva, your hand as if Mulva's talking.
My vulva puppet here, in case I wanted to use it for educational purposes. And then I've just left her set, propped off the side the whole time. I forget she's there. I like her there. I also like almost nobody. Well, now it occurs to me that people notice, but they don't say anything, which is very funny. How could you?
Well, I just now noticed it. She might have a little hair in her mouth. I'm not sure.
Yeah, there is a little something. A little fuzzy. The one time this was years ago, I was at a yoga studio back in Pennsylvania, and I was giving a donation only workshop to like my sister's Bikram yoga studio she goes to. I was doing it as like a thank you to them and her community of folks. And I'd forgotten to bring a donation container. And so, but I had brought Mulva.
Oh my God.
And so at the end, I was like, I go, everybody put, you can just put donations inside Mulva's mouth, inside the vagina here. And then it was so funny. I looked over at some point and there was a 20 sticking out of, and I was like, nice.
I'm sure they stuffed that money way down deep in that tip jar.
Also, yeah.
All right, Dr. Jen. Well, hey, listen, I hope you have a great weekend, and Stiffy to Boston Rob, hopefully he's listening again.
I got to get him back on this.
Yeah.
I know.
And I'll keep you posted on the
the
next go around. And then if there's no change, what happens? I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm praying it's okay. So,
all right. I know it's probably inappropriate to say, but I kind of want you to text me after the next time you masturbate. So
no. And I get it. Any other context, any other person, you know, other than my wife, I would feel like that would be inappropriate, but not with you, because it's strictly because we talk about things like this,
you know,
on this podcast.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, that's what I like about our podcast, is if anyone listening feels strange about it, well, no, you know what? It's just a conversation, and it's part of our content. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. And all this talk about masturbation, I think I'm going to go do that right now.
Well, have fun with the womanizer.